going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
John, I had a friend in high school who would specialize in the this part right here, whistling it during a class to try to irritate the teacher. He's very good at it. Ah, the good old days.
Yeah, that's annoying, whistling during class. Man, you want to talk about distraction. Hey, Franny, how did you get that purple windscreen?
Scalish.
Wow.
You have a purple windscreen?
Look at that.
Wait, you've been in the studio next. What are you talking about?
I'm not in the room with you.
Just.
It does stand out.
You should get one,
that
John.
That is a gorgeous windscreen. I love it.
Get it.
Well, I went to Westchester, so you know. Purple. So that's why.
Okay.
Purple's a gorgeous color. I love that.
Get on
it,
John.
I think we have green ones.
I didn't know that was available.
We have green WIP screens.
Yeah, that'd be great, too. I mean, just
Ava's got a bunch in the inner drawer.
We do need to spice this place up with our show on YouTube. We do need pizzazz.
Seriously, though,
I think Ike uses a colored.
Is this a new thing that they're doing the colored windscreen? Because I've never seen that.
I think Ike has a blue one. I saw that and I was like, let me go see if I can get one.
Yeah,
what are you guys doing?
I'm going online. I'm going to order some windscreens for myself.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Try to put a bow on the Eagles draft, but let's be real. We'll be talking about it for years to come. But early evaluation by our audience. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy is your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, John. Do you like what Howie did in rounds 2 through 7? Yes or no? How do you think people voted?
80% say yes.
84% say they do indeed approve what Howie's done. You know who approves? Not just 2 through 7, but the whole draft. Let's listen to Pro Football Focus. One of their guys talking, and high marks for the Eagles.
Let's take a look at what teams earned an A in the 2025 NFL Draft. The Ravens earned an A for their haul that included Malachi Starks and Mike Green. Another team that earned an A was the Kansas City Chiefs. They nailed their draft with selections like Josh Simmons and Omar Norman Lott. The Patriots earned an A after they had a stacked draft with players like Will Campbell, Travion Henderson, and Kyle Williams. Another A goes to the Eagles. They crushed their draft, especially by picking up Jahad Campbell and Andrew Mukuba.
You ready? Yeah, get the A from PFF.
We crushed our draft.
Although I was thinking, John, that first starting point, the Ravens, Malachi Starks, and
Who else did they get?
And Mike Green.
Yeah.
The guy Ray loves.
A lot of people are upset over Malachi Starks, but I feel like he kind of started to lose favor in Philadelphia, at least towards the closer we got to the draft. I feel like I started hearing more, well, you know, he's not as good as the tape shows.
Here's my opinion of Malachi Starks. What do you need him for when you got a Mukuba? Right?
I agree.
Mukuba!
I like Mukuba. I've watched hours of tape on him, but from what I've seen since he was drafted, I think that he's going to be good.
He looks small, but he looks like a player. We'll see how it translates. I really did think 5 years ago, John, when they got Davion Taylor, I was like, look at this guy. He's an animal.
He was.
Then the guy made like
so
two tackles
explosive.
In his whole career.
He looked different
he
than
did.
All the other linebackers because he was quicker. He was just more side to side, just looked zoomier. And
he did nothing with the Eagles.
Part of the problem was he was so much smaller than he needed to be. Maybe he just couldn't hold up against the run because he never got to where they trusted him in games on downs that were base.
There was the other guy in that draft, Kayvon. Am I remembering this right? It was
Kayvon Wallace.
Wallace. Both of them stunk.
What happened to him?
He just disappeared.
There are always those guys. You know who I hope works out? I'm weirdly excited about Ty Robinson from Nebraska.
Why?
Because he has a personality, and like the more clips I see of him, you know, on the field, like I think he's going to fit really well in Philadelphia. He also has a pet camel, he just seems like an interesting guy. He knows Cam Jurgens.
He has a pet camel, and
he's
real
really
life?
Smart. I think he's a pre-med in
so
Nebraska.
He's from
he was.
A farm.
Yeah, I think he's from the Midwest somewhere.
And he's
and he's really fast and athletic, and he's gigantic.
Yeah.
So I hope he works
all
out
because
he seems like a cool guy.
All right, let's get to the phones. Let's go to Neil in Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, good morning, morning team. Joe, John, and Devin.
What's up,
and
man?
And John, I think you've definitely put that Stanford education to use. You know, the 5 years you had because you're very smart.
Thanks, Neil.
About the Eagles draft, John, would you give it an A?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. And Howie, we trust. I think even though, you know, I think with maybe 10 picks maybe being a lot, you know, I believe, you know, still the special teams could use more work, you know, so you got more special teams player. And Howie does a great job, you know, with his draft, you know, with his 10 picks. So I think they'll make use of it. And I think Fangio has a big influence. I mean, drafting a linebacker the first time since the 70s.
Well, not
you know,
but not necessarily if they play him outside, Neil. I mean, I know Elliott and Shield Kapadia both think that Campbell's going to be more of an edge rusher than an inside linebacker, that you're referencing, you know, Jerry Robinson back in 79, the last time they drafted someone that's more classic linebacker type. So
the later round, Joe, you know, like with the linebacker, too, that he's more of a natural linebacker, you know, so.
Well, that's what Trout Jr. was last year. He was a fifth-round pick, and he went inside.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
and listen,
with the
Go ahead.
Okay, with the Phillies, I got to say, Nola came back strong. So that's what we wanted to see.
Yep.
Now, call Ranger up. You know, I think they have to make a move for a reliever. And now that they're back home, start getting the bats in gear. Like 10 runs was an encouraging sign. Now they're back at Citizens Bank Park against the Nationals and the Arizona. So you got to get it like in gear and score, you know, average like 6 runs a game.
A game would be nice. Neil, give me an answer. What was unbelievable?
Yeah, I think the Bronco following O.J. Simpson, you know, like on national TV.
That was unbelievable. That was beyond unbelievable, to say the least. The O.J. chase. You got it, buddy. Let's get to Paul in Downingtown right now. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Paul.
So it's tough with the draft this weekend. I'm real happy with Howie. But that stuff that went on with Shador, not only his slide and the prank phone call, but I was wondering, Richie, do you think that there was anything behind the Shador slipping that suggested the NFL was sending a message here? I mean, or is it simply related to the fact that his board work was bad and that his pre-draft interviews were bad? Or do you think, you know, the NFL was kind of sending a collective message like, hey, you don't run the show here. This is bigger than you. You're going to sit down until Saturday. Like, you think there was any kind of, like, you know, not direct collusion, but just kind of like, you know what? This kid thinks he's bigger than he is. And despite whatever talent we see, you know, we're going to send him a message, you know, because he came off real poorly in interviews, and from everything I've read, he kind of came off like a guy who thought he was bigger than the NFL.
Well, the way that Mel Kiper reacted to the whole fiasco, it seemed like it was a big deal to him. He made a much bigger deal of it than I expected. He was so far off base. I wondered if it got a little personal for him, you know, being so wrong. I wonder if that's part of why
I thought Mel dug
in
because of that. So, Paul, here's my answer to your question, because it's an interesting question, and I've thought a lot about it. I tend to think...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think the answer is no. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say I'm wrong, and maybe I am. But here's why I tend to think the answer is no, that it wasn't this pushback on, like, Deion Sanders. Here's what I think basically happened. When someone has an attitude like people are saying Shedeur Sanders has presented in these private settings.
That the Steelers need to reset their culture for
right.
his sake.
Their culture. Do you want that guy to be your backup quarterback?
I wouldn't.
Correct. See, that's the heart of the matter. If you judge him
like that, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I think he went late. Because if you're drafting the guy to be the starter, you say, well, I'm not digging some of what he's presenting personally to the table, but this guy's going to be our starting quarterback. Let's roll. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are odd characters, whatever, but you roll with it because the talent is this guy's my starter. But if they determine him not to be the starter, then you can see a guy tumbling because I don't want that guy to be my backup. Would I want that guy telling Jalen Hurts how to be a pro? No. Right? That's absurd.
Yeah.
That's why I think he went in the fifth round.
Yeah, and he does seem to be exhibiting like a lot of his father's worst qualities without demonstrating the better. I mean, as much as we're going to say or could say bad about Deion, he's also the same guy that played two professional sports in the same day. That is being there for your teammates. And, you know, I mean, he just doesn't seem – I don't know. It seems like he lacks a little bit of that. It's kind of like – I don't know that he needs to be – I don't know that he's just been pampered and catered to his whole life.
Well, that's the thing.
It kind of seems like
Paul,
that.
I don't think he plays like a pampered player. This guy is tough. This guy goes out there and sacrifices for his teammates, and they love him for it.
Okay, yeah. It's kind of hard for me to figure how a guy that you know isn't a cancer in the locker room and has that kind of tape falls. You know, all the way to the third day of the draft, the fifth round.
It's bravado. Sad
but
part,
it's also entitlement.
Well, the sad part is that it crossed the line. Yeah. You know, this was Deion and Shedeur thinking that this is confidence. This is all the teams coming off and thinking it comes off like he thinks he's better than the other players. He thinks he's on a different, you know, just he should be treated differently. And that is part of the problem. You know, like when you show up to an All-Star game and you refuse to take part, that's part of that All-Star game. That's part of why you were invited. The evaluation process takes place during practices. And you're going to not participate.
Yeah, I would
you
put
really
the whole,
are putting yourself on a different rung.
I put the whole thing under the word entitlement. I think people thought he was entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Paul, I need an answer from you. What was unbelievable?
Well, this is one of the worst sports things I ever lived through. It's unbelievable to me that a city with four professional sports teams in the major, in the major leagues, went without a championship from May 1983 until October of 2008. That was unbelievable.
You're so right, man. It was 100 seasons worth of seasons. Is that a way to put it? 100 seasons worth of seasons?
Mm-hmm.
It was the four teams times 25. I mean, it's 100. It's crazy. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time. I'll tell you what I think is unbelievable. The fact that you guys heard that thing as John Ritchie earlier when I heard it as John Mickey.
Yeah,
that
I don't know how you
so
heard
clearly
John
Ritchie.
Mickey. It was very,
yeah,
very
he
much
flat
John Ritchie.
Out said John Ritchie plain as day.
Well, you know what's unbelievable? Then when I said the John Mickey thing, the guy like apologized for calling you John Mickey. Then why did he...
It was a confusing phone call.
Because
didn't he say something kind of weird? Like, what did he say about you? Why did he bring up your name?
He was saying that I was his favorite player.
Oh, I guess
like
that,
he thought I was
weird.
The most skilled player that he'd ever watched, which makes us realize
Hey,
you know. So naturally, Joe's like, that game. Could I'm never watching. Be John Ritchie.
Hey, John had skill. I remember watching John play. He was a damn good fullback. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
For as good as JT is behind the plate, he really does have one of the worst eyes as a batter I think I've seen in the last 10, 15 years as a Philadelphia Philly. I mean, some of the pitches that this man takes and then some of the pitches this guy swings at blows my mind. Time's Yours.
I don't agree with that.
I think he's got a good eye.
Yeah, I don't agree with that call really at all.
Man, you guys are starting to sound like Sixers fans, acting like these late-in-the-draft picks are worth all kinds of value to other teams. We have a bunch of 5th, 6th, 7th-round picks. They're really not worth all that much.
Well, look, we'll say. I mean, you get a Kelsey in the 6th round every, what, 20 years?
If you're lucky.
I mean, you got Wilbur Montgomery back in the late 70s in the 6th round. You got Jason Kelsey in 2011. Trent Cole was a 5th rounder. Brent Celek was a 5th rounder. Sometimes you strike gold, most times you don't.
Aaron Nola silences the best offense in baseball, and Joe DeCamera would rather talk about 7th-round draft picks instead. Why am I not surprised?
Why are you not surprised? Because we get the NFL draft once a year. We get a Phillies game almost every day. I mean, we're going to do a lot on the Phillies. Hey, don't you worry, buddy. We're going to do a lot on the Phillies. And Nola did pitch really well over the weekend. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
In honor of the Shedeur Sanders situation, which was unbelievable on many fronts over the weekend, we're looking for what was unbelievable. Best answer whoever provides it, we're turning to right now. Whoever gives us the best answer, you're going to win Elvis Costello tickets. Let's move fast. Eric in Middletown. Eric, what was unbelievable?
It's unbelievable to me that on June 12, 1970, a Doc Ellis, a Pittsburgh Pirate, throws a no-hitter against the Padres but under the influence of LSD.
And the fact that he admitted it. Yeah, Eric.
I haven't heard that one. That's pretty unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. Warren in Gwinnett Valley. Warren, what's unbelievable?
I'm going to piggyback on that one, that Keith Richards is still alive after all his drug
use. That's a good answer, too. All right, let's go to Rose Allen. Rose Allen, we're moving fast. What's unbelievable?
The Philly special.
You know, it was pretty, yes, it was stunning.
It was.
There was
at
no
the time, yeah.
There was no question. All right, we've got to, come up with a winning answer here for what was unbelievable. So a lot of good answers.
The Tonya Harding thing was pretty.
That one was big. I got two circled.
Stunning.
I got the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan thing, and I got Ben Simmons shoot.
Yeah.
And here's why, for instance, it's not the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was very believable. We had two superpowers. We were one of them. Both had nukes. At some point, you're going to have, you know, a situation that would rise. You know, like, Cuban Missile Crisis was very believable. Unbelievable as a player as skilled as Ben Simmons in other ways who just wouldn't shoot.
Well, the fact that he wouldn't shoot, and then everything else that unfolded after that, where, you know, he didn't want to play and he just like sat out and then it was all insane.
All right, Fran.
He's still playing.
And
guys.
He's still playing now.
He's not going to be playing much longer. Crazy. Fran, you were like negative 2 years old when Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding happened.
Yeah, I don't really know much about it. I was going to go O.J. Chase, but...
Yeah, O.J. Chase is big, too. All right, you don't get a vote then, Frank, because you're too young for Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh, no. Disqualified.
That's not cool.
Yeah, he says, I don't know.
That's rude, man.
How old do you think Fran is?
DQ for youth.
Fran's probably, 28?
30, yeah.
Everybody.
I thought it was crazy that he was 30.
All right, we got to quickly... I would dwell more on that.
I thought
but we
he was like 23.
We got to move fast. John, you make the call. Ben Simmons or Kerrigan Harden?
Jeez, I mean... My vote was Kerrigan Harding, but Ben Simmons is absolutely ridiculous. I'm good with either one. I think Ben Simmons, I despise him. I don't want him to win anything, so maybe we need
to go
Tonya
Harding. You go Kerrigan Harding. I go Ben Simmons. Devin, break the tie. All right, Ben. George, you've won the tickets to see Elvis Costello. Have a great rest of the day, everyone. Phil's off today. Back at it tomorrow. We'll be talking more about all these things tomorrow, the draft, the Phil's, the whole deal. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.